Dogs just out of break. It's been 19 days since they played. Your analysis on the game and the team's performance tonight.
Pretty good, Dom, especially considering the circumstances, like you said, where we hadn't played in a while. And, you know, I give the guys a lot of credit. And the toughest thing after a layoff like that is, you know, to remember how to compete. You know, compete hard in front of both nets and just, you know, the rest of the game, the X's and O's, you know, we practice all week to figure that out. And, you know, you get back to the drills to figure those kind of things. But, you know, in game situations, especially against a good team and a great top line like they have, to be able to compete in front of both nets, we thought was going to be key. And at the end of the day, the guys did a great job doing that. And we got a great game from CJ and Nett, as always. And, you know, we were able to come out with a nice win.
You looked at, yeah, I was just going to say, CJ Mott, he played outstanding tonight. But how about the play of Garrett Thompson and Justin Buzio? Those two, exceptional play tonight. And on top of that, also, the way Ferris Teeth was able to win the game without Corey Kane, the senior forward, the senior defenseman and captain Scott Zernowsen, and of course Ferris Teeth's been playing without the junior defenseman Simone Denise. So three injuries there, and the Bulldogs still able to put up six goals tonight against the Engineers. I mean,
yeah,
you got to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely we are. And you're right, you know, we are missing some guys, but, you know, a lot of teams at this point of the year are, and, you know, we can't look at that as an excuse. We just have to kind of march forward, and hopefully, you know, sooner rather than later, we start to get some guys back. But yeah, the first part of your question there, Garrett played a great game tonight, and his whole line did. You know, I thought Kyle Shemp was really good. He came up with some big face-off wins when we really needed it. Matt Robertson, the three of those guys played really well for us. And then, you know, you look at Justin Buzio really stepped up, and he did a good job tonight, like you said, and CJ, obviously, in net. And I really give a lot of credit to our D as well. You know, this is a tough team to play against. They're a run-and-gun kind of outfit, and they have some really good scorers. They got some big forwards that are kind of bruise you. And, you know, Scott Zernowsen, who's our leader out there, you know, but he also plays 30-plus minutes a night for us at the end of the night. So, you know, to be missing him and his experience back there, you know, it was a bit of a question mark coming in, but I give a lot of credit to the guys. And you know, they split up those minutes real well. And everybody, whether it was O'Rourke or Travis White or, you know, all six guys really, really did a great job on D for us.
40% on the power play tonight, 2 for 5. The Bulldogs were the only goal they gave up was on a 5-on-3, two-man advantage for the RPI Engineers. Were you happy with the special teams tonight? Anything you guys are going to talk about to change for tomorrow?
Right. Well, in terms of the penalty kill, yeah, we're pretty happy there. You know, we had a small just miscue basically on the 5-on-3 goal, which was actually a 5-on-4 because our guy had just come out of the bench, or out of the box, sorry, DiMartino, and he probably could have made a little bit different play to help break that up. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was a great play by them, and they have skilled players, and that's going to happen when you have a two-man advantage like that. And then their other goal when we were on the power play, obviously, you know, we'd like to try to prevent that. But our power play, for the most part, was clicking pretty well tonight, and, you know, we scored a couple times, and we also had some pretty good grade A scoring chances. So for the most part, we're happy with the special teams. And, you know, I thought 4-on-4, the guys did a pretty good job. So, you know, special teams as a whole went pretty well. And obviously tomorrow will be a different test. You have two really different style of teams we could be playing. Colgate, who we already saw twice this year,
yep.
Very similar to RPI. You know, St. Lawrence, all those teams are very, very similar. And they got a great top line, and they play almost identical style hockey. So that could be very similar in some ways what we see tonight. But, you know, if we wind up playing Minnesota tomorrow, you know, that's going to be a totally different kind of game. That'll be more like, you know, playing a skill of Michigan or something like that on a big ice surface at home. It would be a heck of a challenge for the guys.
In the absence of the captain defenseman of Scott Zernowsen, Travis White gets jumped up to the first line defensive pair on the right wing side and scores his first collegiate goal. And as a junior, 1 goal, 4 assists for 5 points now and 48 games played. And, you know, that's just one of those things to just get the puck on net. It doesn't need to be a bullet. It doesn't need to be top shelf. A 5-hole goal from kind of the middle of the right wing circle. And, you know, it's always nice when you start getting goal scoring from people who don't even normally regularly score.
Absolutely.
And now, hey, you get in it from all aspects of the competition now.
Absolutely right, Dom. And that was a great contribution there. It's great to see Travis score. He's such a hard-working kid, such a good kid. And, you know, he's a really good, reliable defenseman. So that's why he doesn't really necessarily get the points. You know, he's not going to be your flashy offensive guy that's, you know, making those plays maybe up front. But he's such a great asset for us defensively. And he does such a good job in our zone on the penalty kill. And he's really emerged the last few weeks before Christmas as, you know, probably one of our top two penalty killing D for sure. So he's such an asset for us. And he did a great job. He jumped into that line rush there and he activated. And it was a great read on his part and a great job going to net. And, yeah, he, it went in, and good for him. I couldn't be happier to see him score his first career goal tonight.
The type of player Justin White is, he doesn't show up on the box score very often, but he's one of those players that he does all the small things right. He gets in the shooting lanes, blocks multiple shots a game, probably right. The most blocked shot player on the Ferris State Bulldogs, and just is that perfect sound defenseman you want, but you don't expect points for him, and so that was awesome for him tonight. But a player you got to look at, and I know you briefly touched up on him, 2 goals, 2 assists, 4 points, Matt Robertson. Anytime you get a four-point game, especially from a sophomore, yeah. it that's great. But kudos to the freshman and the sophomore class. And it just does it not prove that there's success to come for this program in the future years?
Well, we like to hope so. You know, obviously, you know, every year every team's a little bit different. But our guys, you know, the young guys have really stepped in and given us some great contributions. You know, whether it's you know, Robertson. You look at our freshman class this year. The play we've gotten out of like Kyle Shemp or, you know, McDonald or Lowney or any of those guys. I mean, it's been really, really good. It kind of helped us get to where we're at. You know, anytime we're kind of beat up with it, and it's our older guys that are hurt right now. So, you know, to have those younger guys come in and step up and play as well as they have, it really definitely helps us a lot. And, you know, it made a big difference tonight, that's for sure.
From a coaching standpoint, I'm sure you guys are going to stay for the second game now, watch the Colgate Raiders and the Minnesota Gophers here in Minneapolis. How's it work? What do you guys do here? Do you sit up top, you watch the game, and then after the team wins, you go back and start watching video on them and start breaking down their play, or do you just watch the game and then you have enough for what you need for tomorrow?
Right. It's kind of an interesting point. The one, you know, when you come to these tournaments, and one thing that we always say that is really awesome about these things is it prepares you. You know, hopefully, you know, we were fortunate enough to be in Grand Rapids for the WCHA Final Four that weekend. And it's going to be the same type of situation. You know, four teams will come, and, you know, you'll have to play one day, and hopefully you turn around and play the next game against a totally different team. The same thing, you know, in NCAA Regional. And, you know, we've lived through that in the past. And that's why these tournaments are so awesome. They're so fun. Is not only is it a great chance to win, a championship in the season and get another banner up at the rink, but it's also it's an opportunity to prepare ourselves for those situations ahead. And so what we did is, you know, this time's a little different because we had all Christmas break. So we sat down, we watched a couple Colgate games, and we went back and watched when we played them earlier this year. So we kind of have a game plan and some video ready to show for Colgate. And then we did the same thing with Minnesota. We were able to watch their last two games right before Christmas. And so we kind of have a game plan ready for them. And we'll just watch. We'll kind of confirm the things we saw on tape. And then, you know, once we find out who we're playing, we'll dust off that video and that game plan. And you know, we'll probably use a little video from tonight, but mostly video from the past games that they had played. And we'll get after it in the morning and make the plan we have to, you know, to make it to hopefully be successful against that team. But each of these teams, like I said, are a little bit different. So, you know, there is going to be a bit of an adjustment maybe tomorrow morning in terms of what we have to do to prepare for them.
My last question for you, Coach. This is Dave Center joining us in the Johnson Automotive postgame show after a 6-2 victory for the Ferris State Bulldogs over the RPI Engineers in game one of the Mariucci Classic in Minneapolis. Coach, last question for you. From a standpoint of the coaching staff, do you want to play the Minnesota Gophers as the number one ranked team in the country and prove we're number one and try to beat them here on their home ice on national television? Or are you looking to play the unranked Colgate Raiders and a team that you split with earlier on in the year for the rubber match in game three and try to get that victory? Which one do you guys want to play?
Right. We'll play either one. You know, we'll take anybody. We'll take on all comers. And, you know, we'd be happy to face either team. We want to win this tournament at the end of the day, and whether we have to go through Minnesota to do that, certainly that would be an awesome challenge. You know, the opportunity, like you said, to play the number one team and play on national television, and, you know, you want to play in those environments where, you know, you're a sold-out place like this, that it's one of the unique places in college hockey to play, and that'd be awesome. It'd be absolutely awesome. But at the same time, you know, if we had to go through Colgate tomorrow to win that, that would be awesome too. So, you know, we're excited to play either team, and not to really dodge the question, but we just, you know, we would take on either one, and each one would present a unique opportunity for us, and it'll be fun either way.
Dave, thanks a lot. We'll see you back at the hotel tonight. Good
thanks,
luck
Tom.
Tomorrow.
Thanks.
It's Dave Sensor joining us on the Johnson Automotive postgame show from the locker room downstairs. Ferris State with the 6-2 victory over the RPI Engineers tonight. They will play at either 5 o'clock tomorrow versus the Colgate Raiders in the championship game, or at 8 o'clock against the Minnesota Gophers in the championship game on national television on the Big Ten Network across the United States of America. Much more to come in the Johnson Automotive postgame show. We'll get the box score with the audio highlights after this. This is the voice of the Bulldog, Sunny, 97.3 FM.